This is a trigger warning that the following podcast talks about eating disorders. If this affects you, please see the show notes for resources.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Happy New Year, everybody. We're only a few days into the year, but I hope it is going absolutely grouse. I hope you are enjoying yourself and spending your time with loved ones and also thinking about what goals you are going to achieve this year. But in saying that, I also want you to remember that you don't need the New Year's Day to work on a goal. You can do that any single day. It doesn't even have to be a Monday, the start of the week. It can be any day, any time. I don't care if you do it halfway through the day. Just start your goals. That is more important than setting some sort of delayed date towards achieving what you want to achieve. Okay? So I love if you have some New Year's resolutions, but just remember if there are any setbacks, or maybe you didn't start it as you hoped to on the first day of the year, you do not need to wait for next year. Okay? It is up to you to action your goals, and you can do that no matter what day or time or event of the year that it is. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode of part one of the 50 things that I learned in 2022. And I hope you enjoy my other 25 lessons in today's episode. So go conquer your New Year's resolutions, but just remember, it is okay if you have setbacks, okay? You can achieve anything that you set your mind to, and sometimes there will be some learning lessons and temporary setbacks along the way. All right, and let's continue with my list. Number 26 of lessons that I learned. Do not be afraid to ask for what you want. Okay? Ask and you shall receive in majority of cases. I said that in part one. And I'm talking about if you want a harder massage, you feel like it's going too hard or maybe too soft. Instead of sitting there hating your life and wishing it to be over or just contemplating asking or not, just ask. If there is someone that you want to go and have lunch with, whether it's a friend, whether it's a potential date, just ask. The worst that they can say is no, and then, all right, their loss, leave it be. And these are just some examples of things that you could try to ask for. But the point is to be okay with asking for something that you would like. It is good to feel comfortable within yourself to be able to ask for what you want and be able to voice that, and that takes practice. So just keep trying and asking, even if the first time you try to ask, you're mumbling and like, oh, can I please have it a bit harder? Just ask anyways. Keep going. The more you practice something, the better it will be. The next lesson that I learned is to prioritize your sleep. Oh, the importance of sleep is uncanny. Having your eye twitch constantly is not something you want to experience. You also don't want to feel so foggy and never feeling energized. You want to feel energized. You want to have a good REM cycle. And the sun is good for you too. You need the sun. So you need the light, which means you need to be in a good sleeping pattern. It is so important. It is crucial. And you know what? It's great for the routine. And it's just good for your overall well-being. So please prioritize your sleep. Do what you need to do to get into a better sleeping habit. And I think I mentioned this a few episodes ago, but go camping as well. Maybe it was last episode, but camping really helps as well in resetting your body clock. I found it was really helpful because you wake up with the sun and you fall asleep earlier than usual. Okay? Just make sure you bring a lot of layers. It gets very cold at night and it also gets very hot in the day. So just prepare for all and maybe get a bigger tent than a two-man tent because that is a lie. Well, it did fit us. it fit me and my boyfriend. However, it was quite small. But in saying that, it was very cozy, which is even more important. Yeah, we swapped to a bigger tent eventually. But you know what? The point is, go camping if you want some nice time away, with friends, with family, with loved ones, and just to reset that body clock. Prioritize your sleep. The next lesson I learned, number 28, is to not say sorry for no reason. Know your worth. Know when you should be saying sorry. If you fuck up, apologize. And of course, you should be genuinely apologetic about whatever it is that you may have done. So of course, if you have made a mistake, be able to reflect and learn from mistakes. However, you do not need to say sorry to someone. For example, if you are asking a waitress or waiter to order food, if you want a heart massage, and also when you are saying no to things that you do not want to do. Why are you sorry for standing your ground? And this is something else that definitely takes practice, but of course, try and make a conscious effort to not say sorry when you don't have to. This will also help build up your self-confidence, but of course, there will be times where by default, you may say sorry. But from there, be able to identify that you didn't need to say sorry and why you don't need to say sorry. I will have a whole episode dedicated to this concept, but until then, be aware about when you say sorry and why you're saying sorry and whether you need to say sorry. Lesson number 29 is to check in on your friends and family every once in a while. Even if everything seems okay, or maybe you don't talk as frequently, it is quite a nice gesture just to be like, hey, how are you going? How are things? Love you, miss you, thinking of you. That could be a very nice message to receive and also a very nice gesture to give. So every once in a while, just try to check in with the ones that you love. I'm sure they will appreciate it, and I'm sure it will also feel great to hear from them. Another really important lesson to be learned is that you need to find happiness within. If you feel like you have nothing going on for you, maybe it's time to find your purpose. What is it that makes you feel joy, makes you feel fulfilled, makes your heart feel warmed and excited? Excited to learn more, excited to do this activity or action more? What is it that makes you feel proud of yourself? If you don't feel like you have anything, this is where the purpose comes in. Find your purpose. You can also find happiness within by always looking to self-improve and figuring out how you can do that. And you can do this, of course, by self-reflecting. It is so important to feel happiness within because, first of all, this will make you feel happy and comfortable in your own skin. And it will also help you strive for success. Because once you start feeling proud of yourself, and you're not just looking for someone else to be proud of you, it is a completely different feeling. Because you are proud and happy to be you, for who you are, and for who you are becoming, and not for anyone else. Another lesson that I've learned this year is to have some sort of financial goal. Save up money, go for a holiday. Save up money for a house deposit. Save up money for whatever it is that is going to inspire you to save. Even if that goal is just to save money. Make it work for you so that you actually put money aside and start saving towards a goal. This will not only help you if you get some sort of unexpected fee that you need to pay, but this will also help prove to yourself that you can be consistent in putting money away and prove that you can remain focused to whatever goal you may have. And then, of course, by the end of it, you get to celebrate and you get to buy whatever or experience whatever it is that you were saving for. Of course, everyone has different priorities. Maybe you do want to go on a holiday. Maybe you are saving up for something important. Or maybe you just want to have a big sum of money to use one day. Or maybe as well, you're not able to save up extra money because you need to spend it all on basic necessities. If that is the case, I'm really proud of you for prioritizing your money where it needs to go. And I hope that you are doing well and I'm sending you all of my love and support. But if you are able to stick to this goal and prove yourself that you are capable of saving, this is going to be just another area of your life that you will prove to yourself that you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. And you will achieve anything that you set your mind to. Lesson number 32 is to get organized. Use your calendar, set reminders if it's on your phone or if you use a diary, make sure you look at it and plan in advance. Also make joint calendars with people close to you. This will help clear up any confusion, and if there is an event planned weeks ahead, it's in your calendar. You now have a reminder. And by saying organized, I also mean keep your desktop clean. There have been periods of my life where you can't even see the desktop because it's just covered in images, screenshots, files, you name it. It was covering my desktop background on my laptop. And wow, that clutters the mind. Clean it up, spend time, go through your folders, make everything super organized, and c'est la vie. Say goodbye to your cluttered mind and space, and say hello to a very organized you. It's going to help you in more ways than one. The same way I say that you should clean your environment, that's the same for staying organized. The more organized you are, the less stressed you will be. This will help you personally and professionally. Just get organized and try different ways to find how you can be organized. Not everyone is going to use a diary and find it useful. Maybe you like phone calendars better. That's fine. Just use whatever it is that is going to help you stay organized and therefore have your life and your mind feel organized and at ease. Lesson number 32 is to say your grateful fors every day. Think about who you were grateful for in your life and also why you were grateful for yourself. And think about this every single day. So especially when you feel like you've had an off day, you may find it harder to come up with reasons why you were grateful for the day and yourself. But that is why you do this exercise every single day. It should not just be on days where you feel really happy, but it has to be on the rougher days too. Because this is going to help you get into the mindset of first of all being appreciative, but also realizing that just because maybe you had a bad hour in a day does not mean the whole entire day was shitty. And life is what you make it. So let's make it rock, okay? And yes, there will be days where it could have been just a completely horrible day. But this is when I also want you to remember that you have made it through a tough time before and you will get through it again. With every challenge that you overcome, you become stronger from it. So never give up. Realize that there are things in this world that happen every day that we should be grateful for. Never, ever give up. In times when everything feels crashing down, that's when you need to be there for yourself the most. And by giving yourself grateful fors every day, it will help you realize that you are strong and you are capable and you will get through whatever challenge it is that you are facing. And the more you believe in yourself, the better you'll be able to push yourself through these difficult times. So be grateful. Lesson number 34 is to try to change your bed sheets weekly. The reason for this is because, first of all, I love the feeling of lying down in freshly cleaned sheets. But besides that, of course, it's good to be hygienic, and if you don't wash your sheets regularly, you are exposing yourself to fungi, pollen, bacteria, and skin cells and sweat. Plus, it's always nice spicing up your bedroom, which you do when you change the main feature of it, which is the bed covers. And this leads me on to my next lesson, which is to sleep with a pillow in between your legs if you sleep sideways. So if you sleep on your side, putting a pillow in between your legs really helps reduce stress on the hips, and it helps prevent your spine rotating and pulling out of alignment. It's also just way more comfortable in my opinion, and I definitely give this one a go if you have not already. Let me know what you think about it. I can never go back. I love it. And another quick pillow fact that I do believe I've already shared is to try to sleep with satin or silk pillows because it helps your hair be less frizzy. And this definitely helps your hair, especially if it's curly. Lesson number 36 is to find your own meditation. There is no right way to do it. Like, for example, I listen to frequency meditation music. It's not guided. However, something that prevented me from trying to meditate for such a long time is the fact that I thought you had to be dead silent and not have any thoughts the whole entire time. And there are moments when I'm just focusing on the present moment, but even then my mind tends to wander. And it's always been like that. You have so many thoughts all the time. And then Canada's dating coach mentioned that you don't actually need to think of nothing. Think about things that you are grateful for and your I am statements, which is what you are and what you want to be. And yes, you can have moments when you're being very present and trying not to think too many thoughts. However, it's more important to direct your mind back to the present moment rather than trying not to have any thoughts at all, because I think a lot. And I love the fact that I can now go to a meditative state that works for me and makes me feel calm and very present, where I don't have to focus purely on not thinking at all. And this is just what works for me. Other people, I'm sure, can be very present and not have any thoughts, which is awesome. But you know what? When I say find your own meditation, that can even be walking. It can be going to the gym. It can be reading, it can be writing, journaling, it can be whatever you want it to be, as long as you know you can go to this place and get to a very calm and present state. I love meditation and it is something that helps me feel calm. And feeling calm is great, isn't it? And we need more of that in our lives, not just stress and anxiety all the time. Lesson number 37 is to never stop setting and achieving goals. So once you achieve a goal, it's not about calling it quits there and never having another goal. Once you have achieved a goal, make another one. And something I've noticed as well is that when I set a goal and I'm actioning things that is making me grow as a person, my goals tend to change as I grow. It's maybe because I'm prioritizing different things, or maybe my mindset has changed about something. Either way, also try to keep an open mind about what your goal is, why you want to achieve it, and how you're going to get yourself there, because that can change. And always try to keep bettering yourself, and I feel like that comes when you keep challenging yourself and stepping out of your comfort zone. So, once you achieve a goal, set another. Lesson number 38. Listen to your body. Are you hungry? Because hangry is a real thing, I can tell you that much. Are you feeling anxious? Meditate. Listen to happy songs. Go for a walk. Drink water. Rest. Does your body need rest? Is it dehydrated? Listen to your body. We need to respect our bodies and also give it what it needs. Lesson number 39 is to take a leap of faith. Take a chance on yourself. Always remind yourself that if you're in doubt, that you should always just try. Never go through life thinking, what if? What if I just tried that goal that I wanted to achieve? You can never know unless you try. So as scary as it can seem to do something that you're not familiar with, or as scary as it seems to step out of your comfort zone, it's even scarier to imagine when you are older, looking back at your life, and maybe you aren't able to do what you could be doing now, and thinking, what if I just tried? Give it a chance now. Give yourself a chance. Even if it doesn't turn out, at least you know you gave it a go. You are facing your fears, and you are giving yourself the opportunity now, rather than wish you did later on, when it's too late. Lesson number 40 is to embrace and appreciate nature. When I went camping, I really appreciated the outdoors, the beach, the nature walks, the stars in the sky that are so much clearer without all of the lights, and the wildlife too, the cute little kangaroos and the possums that were just running around the place. And on the cruise, you just get to look at the open water, the beautiful water. You hear the waves crashing, and even that itself, just listening to that with your eyes closed. Ah, what a beautiful meditative state you can get in.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs.
Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I really enjoy even looking out at beautiful views now, just embracing the beautiful world that we live in. It's great to be appreciative, and I don't know if I've mentioned this yet, but it is quite a fun memory in my head at the moment, which came back into my head when I was thinking about camping. So if you've already heard this, you're welcome. You get to hear it again. But when we went camping, there was beautiful wildlife, the kangaroos, as I was just talking about. So we went to feed them some cucumbers. Lovely, wholesome scene. Some little kids came running over and we gave them some cucumbers so they could feed the kangaroos as well. And one walked over to the kangaroo. Brave little girl. She gave it to the kangaroo, and I'm pretty sure the kangaroo semi-dropped it in its hands, I believe. Anyways, I don't know how it got onto the floor, but it got onto the floor. So as you can imagine, this cucumber must have been absolutely covered in dirt. And you know what this kid does? She picks it up and she eats it. This cucumber on the floor, that was for the kangaroo, first of all. Excuse me. But yes, I understand this is what kids do, but it was quite a funny sight. So I hope she is okay. Her parents were just around the corner. But moral of the story is that kangaroos are beautiful, wildlife is beautiful, and I wouldn't have witnessed a little kid attempt to feed a kangaroo and instead drop the food on the floor and then pick it up and eat it immediately. So embrace nature and go for bushwalks if you can. Take your friends, take your loved ones, go and enjoy the outdoors. Even listening to the rain is quite peaceful. So go out and sit in the rain if you have to, or just, you know what, you could actually just open your windows and listen to it like that too. Go watch a David Attenborough documentary as well. Lesson number 41 is to take cold showers in the morning. I find it even more difficult to have cold showers in the morning when it's earlier in the morning. And of course, in winter. This is another thing where you just have to go for it. Go charge in that shower. Count down if you have to. But just get in it, because it is great for your health. It helps you wake up. And it also helps you be more resilient. So in the moment, yes, it is challenging. You are going to feel that cold water. But it is so refreshing afterwards, and it's also a good feeling knowing that you can go and face your fears. Yes, cold water in the morning can be quite scary. But remember, once again, go do what scares you. And of course, on the other side of cold, let's talk about warm, or should I say hot and heavy heat. Go have sauna sessions as well. I've talked about sauna benefits before. They are really good for your health as well. So go dive into the cold water ocean. Go have a cold water shower, and also go in the sauna. And these are great examples of short-term pain for long-term gain. Lesson number 42 is a lesson that I should have learned a long time ago. Would you like to know what that lesson is? That Game of Thrones is the greatest series of all time. I cannot believe I had not watched it sooner. This year is the year that I watched the greatest show of all time. Yes, I know the last two seasons were so. I cannot imagine what it would have been like to those that watched this series as each episode came out throughout the years. And oh, how disappointing to wait for that grand finale episode, the last episode ever, only for it to be as it was. The character development was lost. It didn't even make sense why certain things happened. But from a point of view of someone that just got to binge the whole thing, I think I was less disappointed than I thought I would be, because obviously it's very well known that the last two seasons are not as great as the rest. As some would probably say, the greatest disappointment of all time. And yes, it was disappointing. However, I feel more for the people that would have been watching from the beginning, waited every week for a new episode, only to be left with the last two seasons. It's funny watching interviews from even the cast, and you can tell that they were very unhappy with the endings as well. But anyways, regardless of that, Game of Thrones was beautiful. I cried. Well, actually, I cried a lot throughout the seasons, but I cried when I watched the episode, The Battle of the Bastards. I'm sure that is a lot of your favorites. And if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, take this as your sign, please. I cannot believe I had not seen it anytime sooner. And honestly, I am already ready to watch it again. But I'm just going to leave the magic a bit longer because I ended up watching House of Dragon, and I don't know if this is a popular opinion because from what I see online, people really enjoy it. But I really, not my favorite. It was all highly predictable. Don't know what was going on with that little foot fetish scene. And yes, I just did not feel anything for anyone or for just anything that was happening. Whereas Game of Thrones, I was fully invested in all of the characters. I loved how you could despise a character and end up loving them. That is the beauty of Game of Thrones. And as I was saying with the episode Battle of the Bastards, that scene where Jon had all of those horses running towards him. No spoilers here, do not worry. And he's just holding the sword up. I'm sure a lot of you have this image in your mind. I hope you do. Otherwise, go rewatch it now. I cannot explain how it made me feel. My breath was taken. My breath was taken. It was such a mesmerizing scene, and I cannot wait to watch it again. Truly, truly remarkable. And I love the soundtrack. I love the actors. Go watch Game of Thrones. And as you can see, I highly recommend this show. This is the show of the year, of a lifetime, actually. But I watched it this year for the first time. But I do not think I would even recommend House of the Dragon. If you liked it, that is awesome. Love that. But maybe even the fact that I watched it very close to when I was watching Game of Thrones, it just made it significantly less valuable to me. But either way, Game of Thrones, go watch it now if you have not. Please. To all of the people that have been told by others or through the grapevine that Game of Thrones is brilliant and you should watch it, listen to them. And honestly, as a suggestion, watch up to the end of season 6 and maybe give it a bit of a break in between watching 7 and 8, just so you can stay in that magical world of the brilliant Game of Thrones before it all goes a bit downhill. That is what my boyfriend suggested to me, and I did not listen to him because I was so invested. But I will admit it, he was right. I would give it a break in between. Stay in the magic. Stay in love with the story. There is no rush to see Ed Sheeran singing a song with a bunch of knights. Okay. You can hold it off. Now, before I talk about that show all day, I would love to know, by the way, what your favorite episode is by the end of it. Mine was definitely Battle of the Bastards. I'm sure a lot of yours is too. But let's get into lesson number 43. Love language quizzes. Go do that. Do it for yourself, first of all. But it's also going to be very helpful for a relationship you may be in or even a friendship. Just go Google love language quiz and find what makes you happy and feel loved, and also how you can make someone else that means a lot to you feel loved. Do this quiz with a loved one and exchange results so you know how best to show each other that you love each other. It's also very interesting to know more about yourself. I'm sure you could even figure out what your love languages are in terms of order, or even ones that you don't like at all. But it is definitely something that you should be aware of. There are 5 different love languages. One is act of service. Another is physical touch. There are gift giving, words of affirmation, and quality time. So find out what means a lot to you and the ones that you love, and use it to feel loved and give love. Lesson number 44. I feel like this is a continuous lesson for me throughout the years. However, skincare. Look after your skin. I feel so much better when I have moisturized both my body and my face. But also it feels good being part of a routine, just making sure that you are always cleansing your face. I use a bunch of Asano products. I get them from any local supermarket. And I love the products. I use mainly exfoliators, cleansers, rose hip oil, under eye cream, and moisturizers. May have forgotten a few, but those are the main ones. But I love the feeling of having my face feel really hydrated. And oh, I also use serums. I love having the feeling of my face feeling really hydrated and just looked after. So look into skincare products. Dermatologists can also be really helpful. And yes, find love for your skin and take care of it, just like you should be for the rest of your body and your mind. Lesson number 45, which probably takes the cake for the whole year, thank you to my lovely boyfriend, is to not seek advice from someone who is not succeeding in that area. Why would you go and ask someone that is failing in a relationship for relationship advice? Why would you go and ask someone that doesn't do Muay Thai for Muay Thai tips? Why would you go and ask someone who doesn't like the show Game of Thrones for advice on whether to watch the show? What do you think? What type of answer do you think you're going to get? Probably not a very helpful one. It's the same way that you wouldn't go and see an optometrist for advice on your ear health. You go and see an audiologist for that. For sure, I don't think there is any problem in getting support and comfort from someone that may not be succeeding in this area, or it being their area of expertise on whatever advice you need help with. So it is great to go and seek support and comfort. However, if you are looking for advice, try and lean towards people that are succeeding in this area. Because if you want to succeed too, then it makes sense to go and talk to someone that is succeeding in what you need help with. Lesson number 46 is to create a happy playlist. This playlist is for you. Make the songs on it everything that you love and enjoy that makes you start having a bit of a boogie. Put all of your favorite songs on it that you just cannot help but to dance or sing along and have a good time. Make that playlist and update it if you notice, actually, as another point, similar to this, if you notice there are songs on your playlists that you skip every single time it comes on, maybe it's time to retire it from your playlist, because I've noticed that there are songs that I just skip every single time, and I asked myself, why is it still there? Clearly it doesn't deserve a spot. So even make a playlist separate to that where you have all of your recycled songs. So if one day you change your mind and you want it back on your playlist, you haven't forgotten the song. It's still around. It's just not in this certain playlist. Lesson number 47 is to not bottle up your emotions. Remember that communication is the key. Whether this is you bottling up your emotions, you're not expressing how you feel towards something or someone, or maybe you're not discussing what needs to be discussed, or there are new updates, whatever it may be, just remember to communicate. And especially in the sense if maybe you've got some emotions that are being bottled up inside and there's something you want to express about a situation, make sure to express how you feel, because on one side, that could lead to resentment if you don't share how you feel. And on the other side, let's say you were mad at someone else. What if they didn't even realize that what they were doing was affecting you? And then one day you just absolutely lose the plot and you're like, God, I'm sick of you doing this. And they had no idea.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Yeah. They were absolutely blindsided, and they could be. So, of course, try to approach someone rationally and calmly. But yes, just make sure to communicate. Don't bottle up your feelings, because at some point it will come out. So take steps to make sure it comes out calmly and you're in a calm, rational state. Meditate! And maybe you need some time to think things through and understand what it is that you actually want to put across. And that's fine. But have the intention to share what you wanted to share. Unless you've realized that the way you were thinking at the time was irrational and you've been able to self-reflect and realize that how you were feeling at the time is not actually how you see it now that you're in a calmer state. Lesson number 48 is to celebrate all of your wins. You know I love saying this, but celebrate all of your wins, no matter how big or small they seem. This is going to help you be proud of yourself and believe in yourself and your capability. The more you celebrate all of your wins, you realize that you are capable of anything that you set your mind to. So keep cheering yourself on. You should be your own biggest cheerleader. And celebrating your wins will help you push past the times in your life where you may be feeling down or you're having some sort of setback, because you have proven to yourself that you are capable of achieving what you set your mind to, and you will be able to do it again. You can pick yourself back up, and your setback is only temporary. Lesson number 49 is to forgive yourself and others. Let go of the mistakes that you have made. Learn from them, but don't let it stop you from living a better life. Things can improve if you let it. So rather than drowning yourself in shame and guilt, learn from what you have done wrong and better yourself because of it. It is up to you if you want to suffer or if you want to learn from the pain that you were feeling. You were feeling pain for some sort of reason. That painful feeling that you have when you make a mistake is telling you that something needs to change and maybe you've done the wrong thing. But what you do after you've made a mistake and you realize you've made a mistake is more important, because that is what's going to separate you from suffering and not changing or bettering yourself and learning from what you've done. And now, lesson number 50. Always look for a lesson in everything you do. Don't look for a way to criticize yourself. Say you made a mistake, look for the lesson in that. What can you do to be better? If you do well at something, why did you do well? What could you improve on? What is it that you did improve on? Always look for ways that you can improve and be better. Whilst you do that, you are also celebrating your wins. But overall, seek ways to improve yourself, not ways to criticize yourself. So step out of your comfort zone and look for ways to improve. And remember, if you're constantly waiting for the right time, you will never start. Okay? So thank you so much for listening again to another episode of the Recover with Ali podcast. Welcome to 2023. Love you all very much. Can't wait for another year of improvement and love and feeling proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself this year. Cheer yourself on. Go achieve your goals and then set some more. And always look for ways that you can improve and be better. You got this. My support is with you. I know you can do whatever you set your mind to. It is time for you to start believing the same. So until next week, love you all very much. And remember, to recover with Allie.